HarperCollins presents The Lasting Harm, Witnessing the Trial of Ghislaine Maxwell by Lucia Osborne Crowley, read by Madeline Leslie. My Dead Friends. I have begun, when I'm weary and can't decide an answer to a bewildering question, to ask my dead friends for their opinion, and the answer is often immediate and clear. Should I take the job? Move to the city? Should I try to conceive a child in my middle age? They stand in unison, shaking their heads and smiling. Whatever leads to joy, they always answer. To more life and less worry. I look into the vase where Billy's ashes were. It's green in there. A green vase, and I ask Billy if I should return the difficult phone call, and he says, yes. Billy's already gone through the frightening door. Whatever he says, I'll do. Marie Howe. The FBI declined to comment on the allegations made against them in this book. Prologue. West Palm Beach, Florida. 9th September 2022. The Floridian heat overwhelms me as I step out of Miami International Airport and begin to make my way to the airport hotel. The air is heavy and full of moisture, the hot wind carrying an ominous feeling, a sense of dread. My flight out of Heathrow was delayed by several hours due to the Queen's death, and so I have missed my train to West Palm Beach, and instead am staying in a hotel for the night and finishing my journey in the morning. Already this trip feels doomed. I'm here because, a few weeks ago, I sent an email to a lawyer named Jack Scarola about his client, who is known only by her first name, Carolyn. Carolyn, who is now 36, was sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, beginning when she was just 14 years old. Carolyn testified at Maxwell's trial, using only her first name to protect herself and her family from the disastrous consequences that too often come with speaking out. Carolyn has also never spoken at length to a journalist before. When I emailed Scarola asking to interview Carolyn, I did not expect that she would say yes. But I nonetheless sat down and wrote, as I always do, a long email about all the ways I ensure that my journalism is trauma-informed and that my interview style is safe, sensitive, and always puts victims' needs and comfort first. I also, as I always do, disclose that I myself am a survivor of child sexual abuse and have dedicated my investigative reporting skills to try to contribute to a better understanding of the scourge of sexual abuse and its long shadow. To my great surprise, Carolyn responded to Scarola almost immediately. Please tell this journalist I would love to speak to her for her book and to call me ASAP. Before long, Carolyn and I had spoken on the phone and arranged for me to fly to West Palm Beach to see her. In the airport hotel that night, I reflect on how surreal it feels to be meeting with Carolyn after thinking about her so regularly for almost a year. Ever since hearing her testimony on the stand at Ghislaine Maxwell's federal sex trafficking trial in December of 2021. Her story affected me so deeply, and I feel honoured that she is willing to share more of her story with me, that she is willing to trust me with the intimate details of the worst things that have ever happened to her. Carolyn's story was arguably the most important testimony in the Maxwell trial for several reasons. First, because the charges associated with Carolyn's story carried by far the longest sentence. The two charges that relied on her evidence carried a total sentence of 40 years, whereas the charges associated with the other victim stories carried between 5 and 15 years. That's because Carolyn was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell between 2001 and 2004, making her ordeal the latest of the four, with the other three victims being abused in the 1990s. When Maxwell and Epstein abused Jane, Kate, and Annie, the other victims who testified at the trial, no substantive federal law existed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?